أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So continuing with our look at the mnemonics, or the methodology to be able to memorize the names of the chapters of the Quran in the order that they are placed in the Quran, let us now look at the seventh section, and this covers Surah 40 to 46. One of the unique things about Surah 40 to 46 is that they all begin with Ha Mim, and therefore they are known as the group of Surah which are called Hawa Mim. Now, they're part of the group of Surah which are known to begin with Huruful Muqatti'at. Huruf means letters, and Muqatti'at means to cut or abbreviate. And 29 surah of the Quran begin with Huruful Muqatti'at. They're also called Fawatih al-Suwar, which means the opening of the surah, or Awail al-Suwar, beginning of the surah. And as we saw in the last section, there are three that begin with one letter. We've seen the Saad, and as we go along, we will see the Qaf and the Noon. But good to know that all these Hawameem begin with Hameem. An important section of surah which have many qualities. One of the things they are called is Tajul Quran, the crown of the Quran, and many, many benefits in this surah, in recitation of this surah. The focus point we will look here is surah number 40, which is Suratul Mu'min, also known as Suratul Ghafir. Mu'min means the believer, Ghafir means the forgiver. And if you know, when you read Salatul Layl, or Salatul Tahajjud, or maybe even known as Namaz-e-Shab, there is an opportunity in the Qunut, when you raise your hands in Dua, in Salatul Witr, in the one rakat, of asking for forgiveness of 40 believers. So if you remember the number 40, and you associate it with believer and ghafir, then you'll always remember that surah number 40 is Suratul Mu'min, or Suratul Ghafir. So let's look at the mnemonic that links them together. The forgiver, explained in detail, and that's Surah 41, which is Fussilat, which means explain in detail. So the forgiver explained in detail at the meeting, Surah 42, of how to decorate, Surah 43, after the devastation by the smoke, Surah 44, which made people kneel, Surah 45, at the sandhills, Surah 46. So in the first instance, if you imagine yourself at the sandhills, imagine yourself at Safa and Marwa. Imagine yourself kneeling. You've prayed two rakats namaz of istighfar, of saying sorry. You're kneeling down, you're sitting now, and you are asking of how you are able to remove the sins of the soul that have darkened it or have made it smoky. Now think of the mnemonic that the forgiver explained in detail at the meeting of how to decorate after the devastation by the smoke to the soul which made people kneel at the sandhills. Let's now look at it in Arabic. The ghafir did fussilat at the shura of how to zukhruf the dukhan-filled nafs which made you do Jathia at Ahqaf. Surah number 41, which is Fussilat, which means explained in detail, is also known as Ham Mim Sajda. And it's one of the surah where we have to do a Wajib Sajda. So you may also know it as Ham Mim Sajda. It's got two names.
There was a companion called Abu Darda who built a mosque specifically for people to be able to recite Hawa Mim in it. That's why, that was the reason he gave. These are phenomenal surah, 40 to 46. So let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to be able to understand and familiarize ourselves with this awesome book and maybe be able to read these particular surah that were given to the Prophet as a gift. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim.